In the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City. We got a chance to visit a little bit with Tom Ballmer from Stebbins Theater in Mason City. And Tom, how you doing today?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. You're getting ready for another big show, huh?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It's a C.S. Lewis classic, you know, the Chronicles of Narnia, and we're very excited about it. We've got the whole cast of characters is there, the White Witch and the Great Lion Aslan, and Lucy and Edmund and Peter and Susan. They're all there, and all the other animals are in this magical land on the other side of the wardrobe. So,
is this a big cast then, Tom?
Pretty big cast. Yeah, it's got 30 people in it. Yeah, it's a pretty big cast. And this is a modern classic, you know, that all the kids were very excited about doing because they all know the stories and love them. You know, they're The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was originally written. It's got kind of a parallel to the Bible and the Christ story, because Aslan rises from the dead, and he's there's some of that in there. And so, some of the churches do this play occasionally, and we've done the plays a couple times in the past. It's always very popular and really fun.
Well, maybe
got a great fight in it, and you know, it's good and evil, and the White Witch is just this diabolical villain, and so it's just a fun play.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of the kids with some of the lead roles and so forth.
Yeah, Sophia O'Hara, she plays Susan. She's really a fine actress. Anne Marie Hansen is playing the White Witch, and she has grown into a really good actress. Ben Aronson plays Aslan. He's in high school now, and he's got this very, very distinctive voice, and he's a bass, and so he's got a slow, really articulate voice, and so Aslan really sounds great. That's my take on those guys. We have a really good cast.
Well, it's got to be kind of nice for you to see some of these people come along and start at a very young age and then just kind of grow as on-stage performers into, as you call them, actors.
Yeah, the kids do emerge, and because some of them I'm starting at 7 or 8 or 9 years old, you know, it does feel like you're watching a performer flower, and some of the kids, you know, if they were in California or if they were in New York, they would have careers, but here we are in Iowa, you know, and there's no work available. So we don't have careers here, but we do have a great recreational program that stages and highlights our local talent, and we have a big time with it.
Well, it's a great thing. Family, friends, the community, people get involved. Right. Well, when will the shows be?
They're starting on the 23rd of February, and then we just have 5 days. From the 23rd to the 27th. Every show is at 7 o'clock except for Sunday, and that one's at 6 o'clock, so it's a little earlier. The show is about an hour and 5 minutes long. It's very quick, very interesting. The kids start out in an old townhouse that has a large wardrobe. And as the audience come in, they're looking at this wardrobe, and then the first scene takes place on this side of the wardrobe, and then Lucy goes through the door and through the coats and into the land of Narnia. So, where there's, it's always winter, but never Christmas in Narnia because of the White Witch. Father Christmas makes an appearance in the show, and he's interesting, and you know, it's a very wild tale. Yeah. And our set is just beautiful. It's our scenic painter Anne Whalen is just getting better and better at her technique, and she can really render a set. Man, she's very ambitious and fun to work with. And,
well, as you get going in a show like this, people that are looking for things to do to get out of the house and go see a stage performance, this is a very up-close theater that they perform in at Stebbins, and every seat in the house is a good seat.
Yeah, that's right. We only have 97 seats, and so that's one of the reasons we do 5 performances, and so everybody has a chance to come see it. And literally, you know, there's 500 seats total for the run of the play, and if folks want to get involved, I particularly like to see families come in with those kids who are, you know, are candidates for our classes, because there's a lot of kids who just love to perform and don't have that outlet, and Stebbins is it in the North Iowa area. So we want to see those folks in our audience, and a lot of times that's where our, you know, our kids come from. They've come and seen a few plays, and they just have see themselves up on the stage, and so
it's a perfect way to do it. Absolutely. Yep,
exactly. Yeah,
grab the gang, go to the show. How do they get the tickets, Tom?
Yeah, all they need to do is call the box office between 1 and 5 p.m. on weekdays, and Liz will take care of them with a MasterCard or Visa, or actually, we take other credit cards also, and they can pick up their tickets that way.
Fantastic.
And then, you know, they never really need to come to the theater until the showtime, because we'll keep the tickets in the box office until the night of, mm-hmm. and so, or they can come by. They certainly are welcome to come by and pick up their tickets also.
Sounds like a great idea. Let's go to a show, right?
Yeah, exactly. The nice thing about Mason City that I continue to enjoy every time I try to use a website or a you know, online anything, and I struggle with it. I think, well, here we are in Mason City. We're 10 minutes away, stopping in at the theater, or a phone call away, where somebody alive picks up the phone and handles your problems, or, you know, or your business right away. And that's the nice thing about the local scene, Mason City, where people do pick up the phone and they do answer your questions.
Or you could just, or just call Tim Fleming at KGLO, and we'll talk about it on the radio, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. That's right.
Hey, Tom, always great to have you on the radio to talk about the show, and I hope people get the tickets at Stebbins. Go see the show. It sounds like a great one, and you're always welcome on KGLO.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Thanks, Tom. It's Tom Ballmer with us, ladies and gentlemen, from Stebbins Children's Theater in Mason City on AM 1300, KGLO Mason City. Getting it said for Stebbins Children's Theater.